Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1. We met Dana just a few minutes ago, and she has a big ask of Jen Hobby.
I am about to call Adam and ask him, where is this relationship going? They have been friends and kind of dating, but not exclusively, just off and on here for 4 years. They're really like best friends with benefits, but she's ready to have a committed relationship.
Are you ready to listen in as we make this call to Adam on your behalf?
Yes.
Okay. Any last minute thing I need to know, or are we good?
I think we're good. I'm just really nervous.
Okay.
All right. We'll call Adam now.
Okay.
Hang on.
Godspeed, Jen.
Hello?
Hey, is Adam there, please?
Speaking.
Hey, Adam, this is Jen from the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great. Hey, I'm calling to just chat with you today about some relationship stuff. Are you game?
Sure, why not?
Sure, why not let a total stranger pry into your life?
Why not? I
don't think you'll be surprised to know that I'm calling after talking with Dana.
Okay, I'm not surprised.
Okay, so she was just telling us, and Jeff is here too, by the way.
I'm just listening in quietly on the sidelines.
So we were just talking with Dana about your relationship and how you guys really are best friends. And she loves what you have going on. And she's just been reflecting back on those 4 years that you guys have known each other and kind of dated off and on and gotten so close. And she's like, you know, I just feel like he's so awesome. And she wanted us to ask you a question for her.
Okay.
So she wanted us to ask, where is this relationship going? It's a part of a segment that we do because she's really ready to take the commitment plunge with you and just date each other exclusively.
yeah, that's a big deal. Because we kind of date. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, she knows that it's a risk because everything has been so good for so long. But she really feels like it could work and it could work great.
Yeah, it's like we've been great for 4 years or so, maybe longer, I don't know. But we kind of date each other when the other person isn't dating, you know, when we're kind of single. But I mean, all of our friends kind of say we should go ahead and just stop goofing around and date. And I'm not opposed to it because she's awesome. But the hang up there is a friend of mine recently set me up with somebody, and we've gone out a few times, and she's really cool. I don't want to blow her off or anything. So I'm not opposed to it in the future with Dana, but I wouldn't mind seeing where this is going with this other girl.
I see.
So you like Dana.
Yeah, adore Dana. She's awesome.
And you don't disagree with all of your friends' suggestions that maybe y'all should just give it a shot.
Not really. I mean, I see why everybody sees that. And we got a really good thing. You know, we're a great relationship. We're great friends and we get along. And
so you would be willing to take the risk of losing the friendship part by trying an actual relationship with her if you weren't just introduced to this other person.
That part is scary because I wouldn't want to ruin that. We got something really good, but also, like I said, I'm not opposed to the idea of me and Dana dating.
This feels very
peer pressure. We should be dating,
right? We're gonna join your friends and give you that peer pressure.
but you're not so. How long have you been going out with or dating this new girl?
You said a couple times.
We just like 3 or 4 times, maybe.
So Dana's not worth blowing this girl off that you only have known for a couple weeks?
No, it's not that. It's like, I don't want to say it's complicated because I hate when people say that. Stupid. but it sort of is. I don't know. The girl, I don't know her name, but she's pretty cool. I wouldn't mind seeing where it's going, I guess. I just didn't have the whole thing with me and Dana on my mind. You know, we've been friends and everything. So, yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe the sky will tell me what to do or something.
This feels very gray, Jeff. I don't think we've really found out anything. Because Dana didn't think that you were seeing anybody else at this time, so she thought this would be a good time to ask, like, hey, maybe we should try this. But maybe you guys just talk amongst yourselves.
We probably should.
Yeah.
And not on the radio.
All right. Thank you, Adam.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Have a good one.
All right.
All right. We come back here in 3 minutes and talk to Dana. But before we do, Jen, that's crappy, right, to hear?
Yeah, it's disappointing. But it's not like she'll be surprised that he's dating someone else.
But if...
I know.
If
she's ready to take the plunge, and he's like, oh, not ready yet. So sure, it's disappointing.
May I use a food analogy?
Please.
She just offered him a delicious meal that all of his friends have told him how delicious it is. And he's like, all right, I'll try that. But let me finish what's on my plate first.
You are so good at food analogies.
Okay. All right, well, it's not up to us. It's up to Dana. So.
Sure.
We'll come back in 3 minutes and we'll pick up Dana and we'll find out what she thought of that whole conversation. Where is this relationship going? Wraps up next on Star 94.1.
The Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.